they say, is the BBC. What tittle tidbits to bring to thee? Marriott's monologues, funny and clean. The best monologue writer that there's ever been. So listen and laugh. Join in. Take part. In Marriott Edgar's Works of Art.
We present Marriott's Monologues, the monologues of Marriott Edgar. Accompanied on the piano by Brian Fitzgerald, here is this week's monologist, Les Dawson, with The Channel Swimmer.
Would you hear a wild tale of adventure? Of a hero who tackled the sea? A Superman swimming the ocean? Then hark to the tale of Jolie. Our channel, our own Straits of Dover, had been swum by an alien lot. Our British-born swimmers had tried it, but that was as far as they'd got. So great was the outcry in England. Darts players neglected their beer. And the Chancellor proclaimed from the Woolsack, as Jolie with a chap for this year. For in swimming baths all around the country, Joe were noted for daring and strength. Quite often he dived in the deep end and felt nothing of swimming a length. So they wrote him, care of, workhouse master. Joe was spending the summer with him and promised him 2 Christmas puddings. If over the channel he'd swim, Joe jumped in breech like a hero. He said, all their fears I'll relieve, and it isn't their puddings I'm after, as I told them last Christmas Eve. Many have tattled the channel, from Grisness to Dover, that is. For the honour and glory of England, I'll swim from Dover to Grisness. As soon as his words were made public, the newspapers gathered around and offered to give him a pension if he lost both his legs and got drowned. He borrowed a tug from the Navy to swim in the shelter alley. The wireless folk lent him a wavelength, and the water board lent him the sea. His wife strapped a mascot around him, the tears in his eyes gently stole. 'Twere some Guinness corks she had collected and stitched to an old camisole. He entered the water at daybreak. A man with a camera stood near. He said, hurry up and get in, lad. You're spoiling my view of the pier. At last he were in. He was swimming with a beautiful overarm stroke. When the men on the tug saw with horror that the rope he were tied to had broke. Then down came a fog. The tug looked so distant and dim, a voice shouted, help, I am drowning. Joe listened and found it were him. The tug circled round till they found him. They hauled him aboard like a sack, tied a new tow rope around him, smacked him, and then threw him back. Twere at sunset, just a bit later, that he realized all wasn't right. For the tow rope were trailing behind him, and the noose round his waist getting tight. One hasty glance over his shoulder, he saw in a flash what were wrong. And the captain had shut off his engine. He would tow in the tugboat along. On and on through the darkness he paddled, till he knew he were very near in. By the way, he kept bumping the bottom and hitting the stones with his chin. Was it Grisness he'd reached? No, it wasn't. The treacherous tide in its track had carried him halfway to Blackpool. And he had to walk all the way back. One of the reasons why I agreed to recite these monologues wasn't just because of the enormous fee that the BBC tends to proffer in an unstamped envelope, which is usually delivered on the end of a stick. The main reason was I feel that Marriott Edgar encompasses the humour of the North. Traditional character studies, and of course the main thing, they are very, very funny. We who have the joy and privilege to live in the land of milk and honey, Lancashire of course, where beyond there is Yorkshire, which is only there to keep the wind off us, I've always known that we live in a very epitome of all that is sacred in comedy. And it gives me enormous pleasure, and will do for some years, thanks to ginseng, to be enabled to be asked to take part in this wonderful programme. And I must say, as I read the final line of Mary Edgar's Chaddleswither, tears came unbidden to the orbs, for I only remember quite well Uri Heep Dawson, who was once, believe it or not, the Bacup underwater swimming champion, and people from Rochdale and miles around would often watch him lying at the bottom of the deep end. And I said as a child to one of the bath's attendants, I'm so proud of my uncle. He's such a wonderful underwater swimmer. The way he lies at the bottom there, with hardly any bubbles rising to the surface. And I shall never forget the bath's attendant's somewhat acerbic reply. He said, he's a show-off. Stunned in my infantile manner, I said, what do you mean he's a show-off? He said, he's been down there a month. And so the Chaddleswither, of course, holds a great place in my heart. I am delighted to read the next monologue of Marriott Edgar's, for the simple reason that it features a true, typical Lancashire family, the Ramsbottoms. Lancashire is many things to many people. It conjures up for some vast smoky grey blocks of heavy industry, a place of drab people living uniform lives with strands of cotton festooning their heads, clogs and shawls and flat vowels. To others, however, Lancashire is a memory of a family like the Ramsbottoms. My family were very, very similar in many ways. We were not a rich family by any means. In fact, for years we lived to the Joneses next door and they were under the care of Oxfam. But this one, I feel, typifies. And as that great olden philosopher Sam Cocklebottom once remarked, do unto others before they do it to thee. So here it is. Mother, father, and young Albert Ramsbottom, in a stirring piece entitled The Recumbent Posture. The day after Christmas, young Albert were what's called confined to his bed, with a tight kind of pain in his stomach and a light feeling up in his head. His parents were all of a fluster when they thought little lad was so sick. They said, put out your tongue, when they seen it. They said, put it back again, quick. Ma made him a basin of gruel, but that were a move for the worse. Though the little lad tried hard to eat it, at the finish he did the reverse. The pain showed no signs of abating, so at last they got doctor to call. He said it were in the abdomen, and not in his stomach at all. He sent him a bottle of physic, with instruction not labelled to say, to be took in a recumbent posture, 1 teaspoonful 3 times a day. As Ma stood there reading the label, Ma started to fidget about. He said, get a teaspoon and dose him,
before he gets better without.
I can manage the teaspoon, said Mother.
A look of distress on her face.
It's this here recumbulent posture.
I haven't got one in the place,
said Pa. What about Mrs. Lupton? Next door here. You'd better ask her. The woman who's buried three husbands is sure to have one of them there.
So they went round and asked Mrs. Lupton.
Yeah, I know what you mean, she replied. I've got one on order for Horace.
But poor dear got impatient and died.
She said, you'd best try the co-op shop. They'll have one in stock, I dare say. In fact, I think I saw one in the window last time I was passing that way. So round they went to the co-op shop. And at counter for household supplies, Pa asked for a recumbent posture. And the shopman said, yes, sir.
What size?
Said Ma, it's for our little Albert. I don't know what size he would use. I know he takes 13s in collars and 6s, 4 fittings, in shoes. If it's little lad size as you're wanting, said the shopman, I'm sorry to say, we nobbut had one in the building. And that one was sold yesterday. He sent them across to a tinsmith, who said, I know what you've in mind. If you'll draw me a pattern, I'll make one. But Pard left his pencil behind. They tried every shop they could think of. For 2 hours by clock. And though most places reckon to keep them, they'd none of them got one in stock. The last place they tried was a chemist's. He looked at them both with a frown and told them a recumbent posture were Latin and meant lying down. It means lying down, put in Latin, said Father. That's just what I thought. Then he picked up a side glance from Mother and pretended he hadn't said nought. They're not dosing my lad with Latin, said Mother, her face looking grim. Just plain castor oil's all he's getting, and I'm leaving the posture to him.
Les Dawson brought you The Channel Swimmer and The Recumbent Posture by Marriott Edgar. Piano accompaniment was by Brian Fitzgerald. Marriott's Monologues is produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.